نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through his mercy and kindness has afforded us the opportunity to teach and learn. There are three groups of people in this gathering: the teacher, the asatidha, the students who are studying in our madrasa madaniya, and the parents whose children are studying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his infinite grace and mercy, has shown kindness to all the three groups. The teachers, because they are teaching the Quran, teaching deen, teaching the seerah and the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching his sunnahs, teaching his ways, teaching what Allah likes, teaching what Allah dislikes. So they are very fortunate. The students and the pupils of this madrasa are also very fortunate, all of you sitting in front of me. Right from the young ones to the grown-ups, that you are learning all of these things from your teachers. You are taking out two and a half hours daily. You are coming from home to the madrasa and you are trying your best to understand from your teachers what is good and what is bad. A person can only become successful if he does good and if he abstains and stays away from bad and evil. In this world also, stealing is bad. Now, if a person stays away from stealing, he will become successful because no harm will come to him. But if he does not stay away from stealing, which is bad, and if he steals, and if he is caught stealing, the police will arrest him. Harm will come to him. He will have to go and stand in the court in front of the judge. And if he is convicted, he will have to go in jail. For 6 months, for 1 year, for 5 years. According to the level of his crime, so harm will come. Same in the hereafter. Performing salat is good. So when a person performs salat, Allah will grant him Jannah. And not performing salat is bad. So if a person does not perform salat, Allah will become unhappy. And he will make him go in the jail of the hereafter, which is known as Jahannam. So good always brings good, and evil and bad always brings evil and bad. So in order for a person to become successful, he needs to know what is good and he needs to know what is bad. For example, consuming drugs, it's bad. It's bad for health, it's bad for wealth, it's bad for honor, because a person who consumes drugs, he becomes ill. It affects so many parts of your body. After 5 years, 10 years, you will not be a healthy person. So it's bad. It affects your wealth. You need a lot of money to buy drugs. You will lose honor. Why? Because when people will find out that he is a drug addict, people will dislike you. And in order to fulfill this desire of yours to take drugs, sometimes you may have to steal as well. Because in order to buy drugs, you will need money. And if you steal, you will get caught stealing. Your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, everybody will look down upon you. And if you are caught by the authorities, again you have to stand in the court and you might end up in jail for many years. So consuming drug is bad. From the worldly perspective, even in this world. And also from the ukhrawi perspective, the perspective of the hereafter. Because consuming drugs is forbidden in Islam. Allah dislikes. It is from the don'ts. Allah says, don't consume drug. So harmful in the hereafter also. So consuming drug is bad. But instead of taking drugs as bad, if a person assumes that taking drugs is good, he will not be able to stay away from it. He will consume drugs, despite drugs being bad, because he is thinking it's good. All the people who take drugs, if they thought drugs was a bad thing, they would not consume. So they think it's good. It's full of enjoyment. That's why they take drugs. So when a person cannot differentiate between what is good and what is bad, he will make a mistake. He will assume bad to be good and good to be bad. And if he assumes bad to be good, he will harm himself. And if he assumes good to be bad, for example, there are so many pupils, so many students who feel that coming to madrasa is not something good, it's bad. It's burdensome. It's boring. There is no benefit. So he will stay absent. He will not work hard. So when a person assumes good to be bad or bad to be good, he will harm himself. Because when a person assumes good to be bad, then he will stay away from that good. And when a person assumes bad to be good, he will go near that bad. And when a person stays away from good, he harms himself in this world and the hereafter. And if a person goes near bad, he harms himself in this world and the hereafter. So it is very important for a person to know and understand what is good and what is bad. And from where do we learn what is good and what is bad? From madrasa. Madrasa teaches us. This is good, this is bad. We enroll ourselves, or our parents enroll us in the madrasa when we are anything between 4 and 5 years old. And we continue going to madrasa until we are 13. Some of us 14, 15, 16. During this period, we are taught so many things through various subjects. Sometimes through the subject of seerah, sometimes through the subject of hadith, sometimes through the subject of fiqh, sometimes aqidah. And we study from various teachers. In the first year we have a teacher, second year we have another teacher, third year we have another teacher, fourth year we have another teacher. And when we reach the age of 13, we find ourselves knowing the list of all the goods and the list of all the bad. Before we came to the madrasa, we knew very little. Now we know so many things. If we are asked to make a list of good things, we will be able to make that list. If we are asked to make a list of bad things, we will be able to do that. If we are given a list of 10 things, and if we are asked to put down next to those 10 things what is good and what is bad, we will be able to do that. Where did we learn this from? From the madrasa. It is through the madrasa we acquire the ability to differentiate between good and bad. And once we know what is good, we follow that good. Once we know what is bad, we stay away from that bad. And when we do that, we become successful in this world and also in the hereafter. We become honorable. We become respectable in the eyes of the public, in the eyes of our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, our relatives, and also in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason I am saying that we are very, very lucky, we are very fortunate that we are teaching or we are learning, or we as parents are sending our children to the madrasa to learn. So all three groups are worthy of congratulations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kharaja fi talabi al-ilm. Listen very carefully, my students, both boys and girls, because today I am specifically speaking to you. Man kharaja fi talabi al-ilm. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what do we say to young boys and young girls? If your father says anything to you, if your mother says anything to you, pay attention, because you don't have a better friend than your father and your mother. The love that your father has for you, the love that your mother has for you, nobody else will be able to give you that love. Nobody, even your best friend. The older students, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, the older students, think. When you were 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds in nursery, you had a few friends. Where are they now? Where are those friends now? Those who are very, very precious to you. Even at home you would remember them. As soon as they used to knock on the door, mummy saying, don't go. Now, stay home. No, my friend is here. We were giving preference to the friend over the mother, over the father. Where are those friends now? Our friends keep changing. But father doesn't change, mother doesn't change. Father never leaves us. Mother never leaves us. Friends leave us. Friends stay with us for as long as they enjoy our company. As long as they have fun with us. The day they feel that there is more fun somewhere else, they will move away from you. You have a student who is sporty. He likes sports. So as soon as he finds somebody who is also sporty, he will make him his friend. Now that friend of his has become ill, sick. He is in bed. He is in the hospital. For 6 months he is not recovering. And I have no interest now because I can't play sports with him. Whether you are healthy, whether you are sick, whether you are handsome, whether you are ugly, whatever the situation, your father and your mother will never leave you and they will love you in the same manner that they used to love you before. My dear children, both boys and girls, please, please pay attention to me and embed this in your hearts and minds that until I die and until my parents die, I have no better friend than father and mother. I have nobody who loves me more than my father and my mother. Nobody can love you more than your father and your mother. They are our best friends. And because they are our best friends, they have a lot of love for us. They always want to see the good of us, the better of us. They advise us. And sometimes because we are young, we fail to understand their advice. The advice that they are giving you today and that you are failing to understand, when you reach their age, you will understand that advice and you will give the same advice to your children. My son, my daughter, this company is not good for you. This friendship is not good for you. You should immediately understand what they are trying to say. It's not good for you to go out of the house and walk in the streets with your friends after 9 o'clock in the evening, after 8 o'clock in the evening. We should immediately oblige and we should follow their advices. Because there is always goodness in the advice of our parents. And Allah will become happy as well, because when a person obeys his mother, when a person obeys his father, Allah becomes very happy. Because it is the command of Allah. It is the command of Allah that obey your parents, be good to your parents. What am I trying to say? It is our belief that when parents say something to us, it is because they love us and they want us to do what they are telling us to do, because they know that goodness lies in that thing for my son and for my daughter. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is more loving than our parents. And he is more loving than our fathers and our mothers. So just imagine that a father and a mother will always tell their children what is good for them. So when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something to us, there is always goodness in what he says to us. If he says perform salah, then believe that there is goodness in performing salah. If he says give zakah, then believe that there is goodness in giving zakah. What does he say? He says one who leaves his home. All of you leave your home at 5 o'clock, 4:45 in the evening, daily, Monday to Friday. One who leaves his home, for what reason? Shopping? Playing? No. Fi talabil ilme, in search for knowledge. One who leaves his home in search for knowledge. Daily you are leaving your home. Not to play. Not to wander around. Not to shop. But to learn. You are leaving home in search for knowledge. You are leaving your home because you know that your teacher is going to teach you something new today. One who leaves his home in search for knowledge. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَرْجِيَ. Then until he returns home at 7 o'clock, 7:15, 7:30, whenever you return from the madrasa, until he returns home, he is making Allah happy. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He is making Allah happy. So your madrasa starts at 5 o'clock, for example, and you leave home at 4:45. And your madrasa finishes at 7:30, you reach home at 7:45. For 3 hours continuously, you are pleasing Allah. Allah is happy with you. So alhamdulillah, we are very happy to be part of madrasa, either as teachers or either as pupils. We are part of madrasa. Allah loves this work that we are doing. Allah loves this work. And if Allah loves this work, then you should give everything to this work. When you are in the madrasa, you should not play around. Because if you are playing around, your attention is somewhere else, not in that thing which Allah likes. You should not stay absent, you should not come late, you should not go early. Your attention should be towards learning. Learning. Even if the teacher is not there, you should be learning. Not talk, not gossip. Learning, learning, reading, learning, reading, learning. We all know the four Imams. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala. Great Imams. Very knowledgeable people. Oceans of knowledge they had. They were mountains of knowledge. Experts in the field of hadith, experts in the Quran, in the tafsir of the Quran, experts in deriving masail and rulings from the Quran and from the hadith. Very great ulama. I want to narrate to you a story from the life of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. So that you are able to understand what your role is as a student. How much interest you should show to your studies. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala was the Imam in Madinah Munawwara, and he used to teach daily in Al-Masjidul Nabawi, the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And people used to come to learn from him from all over the world. They would come to Madinah Munawwara, stay in Madinah Munawwara for a few weeks, a few months, a few years and learn. A student traveled from Spain all the way to Madinah Munawwara. During those days when people had to travel on camels and horses, all the way from Spain to Madinah Munawwara, very long distance. From Spain to Madinah Munawwara by plane will take about 6 to 7 hours. So imagine on horseback, imagine on riding a camel. Yahya al-Andalusi rahimahullah ta'ala. He reached Madinah Munawwara. And he started studying from Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. One day when Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi came into al-Masjidun Nabawi, he was surprised to find that there was only one student in the class. this student from Spain. Only one student. So surprised, he said, where is everybody else? And he used to have a very big class. Very big class. Young people used to come. 17, 18, 19, 20 year olds. Young people. In dozens and hundreds. Because he was a very great faqih and muhaddis. So when he came at the appointed and the allocated time in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, he was surprised to see only one student. Listen carefully, my students. Only one student in the class. So he said, where is everybody else gone? So he said that everybody was here in the class. In their dozens, they were all here. And suddenly, somebody shouting from outside the masjid, elephant, elephant, elephant. And the people of Arabia had never seen an elephant before. Because elephants are found in Africa, in Asia. In those days, no pictures, no photographs of elephants. They had heard of elephants, but they had never seen an elephant. So an elephant came into Medina Munawwara from somewhere. So when people saw elephant, they started shouting, elephant, 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 out of surprise. Telling people that, look, elephant. So majority of the students who were sitting there were from the Arab world, and they had never seen an elephant, and they were in their early 20s, late teens, young boys. Imam Malik teacher was not in the classroom, so they rushed out of Al-Masjid al-Nabawi to see the elephant. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi understood, everybody has left the class to see an elephant. It's understandable. Understandable human nature, no problem. But the surprising thing was, what was Yahya doing in the class? Why he did not go? This is what I want you, my dear students, my young boys, young girls, to understand. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi said, Yahya, you come from Spain. Do you have elephants in Spain? In Europe, no elephants. You will find an elephant in a zoo or a safari park nowadays. There were no zoos, no safari parks in those days. So do you have elephants in Spain? He said, no. Have you ever seen an elephant before? He said, no, I have never seen an elephant before. So why did you not go outside with your classmates? Yahya said, I did not go outside from the classroom to look at the elephant, because I have not travelled thousands of miles from Spain to Medina Munawwara to look at an elephant. I have come here to learn from my teacher. I have not come here to look at elephant. I have come here to learn. Learn the knowledge that my ustad is imparting. And it was disrespectful that I go away and ustad comes and does not find me, so I am sitting here. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi's very famous book is known as Muwatta Imam Malik. And through whom this kitab has reached the ummah? This student, Yahya. It is through him this kitab reached the ummah. So my dear students, we are all very, very fortunate that we were able to complete one more year of learning and teaching. Learning and teaching. Students, during the olden days, used to travel thousands of miles just to learn one hadith. Just one hadith. Just to learn one hadith, people used to travel thousands of miles. They would remain awake during the night, sleep for 2 hours, 3 hours, learn, during the day, learn. Some of them left their families at the age of 20 to learn from great scholars in other countries and other towns. And when did they return? After 1 month? After 2 months? After 1 year? No, after 45 years. After 45 years. Alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we don't have to give all these sacrifices. All we need to do is to leave our home at 4:45. Come to the madrasa before 5. Stay in the madrasa for 2.5 hours. Leave. And that is only from Monday to Friday. Saturday, Sunday we are free. And we get so many other holidays during the year. Have love for this ilm. This ilm has come from the heavens. It was brought by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam through our most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is through this ilm we learn what is good, we learn what is bad. It is through this ilm we are able to go to Jannah and save ourselves from Jahannam. Learn and practice. Learn and practice. Learn and practice. I also urge the parents, please inculcate in your hearts the importance for the madrasa and make sure that your child never stays absent without any valid reason. Your child is always at the madrasa before time and leaves only after time. And try to understand from the child what he or she is learning in the madrasa and try to put into practice as a family whatever the child is learning. Through this madrasa, not only should your child progress, but you should also progress. There are many of us who were not afforded the facilities that is available to our children today. Or many of us had the facilities, but we have forgotten so many things now. So let us revise with our children. This way, our children will progress and we will also progress. My dear children, and also the parents, if we learn in the madrasa that before eating you should say Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Before eating we should say Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Then whenever we begin to eat anything we should always say Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Not only breakfast, not only lunch, not only tea, not only supper. Even if we eat chocolate, before eating chocolate, we should say Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Before eating a packet of crisps, say Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Before eating nuts, fruit, Bismillahi wa barakatillah. And when we finish eating, because we have been taught in the madrasa, we should say Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. This is just an example. So we come to the madrasa to learn. Whatever we learn, we practice. And we also teach others. We teach our brothers and sisters at home. We teach our parents, our aunts, our uncles, our neighbors. If we will do this, we will become good people. Because when we follow good and stay away from bad, we become good. And those people who are good, they are loved by everybody in this world and they are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq wa akhiru da'awana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.